FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Iran's launched a fresh salvo of missiles on Israel after the United States bombed three of its nuclear sites. Reports on Iran State TV said that some 30 projectiles had been fired in retaliation towards Israel, describing the U.S. attacks this morning as outrageous and extremely dangerous. Tehran played down the impact of the strike, suggesting its Fordow facility, which is deep underground, was not seriously damaged. The UN Secretary General says he's gravely alarmed and warned of a dangerous escalation in the region. Speaking from the White House earlier, President Donald Trump claimed Iran's three nuclear sites had been completely obliterated by bunker buster bombs. These, according to the U.S. military, are designed to penetrate up to 60 meters underground before exploding. Trump also had this warning.
There will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days. If peace does not come quickly, we will go after those other targets with precision, speed, and skill.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the latest American action will change history. Meanwhile, Israel's military says it's working to intercept the missiles as air raid sirens rang out in Tel Aviv and explosions rocked Jerusalem. Israel and Tehran have been trading strikes for more than a week after Israel launched attacks, saying it was trying to stop Tehran from developing nuclear weapons. Iran says it will not give up its right to pursue a civilian nuclear program. In other developments at home, Korekusa's mayor says it's important for local communities to have a voice in shaping global decisions on important issues such as food security. Ali Ngidi says including residents in the G20 stakeholder dialogue is a significant step. He says it's important for locals to express their opinions on issues such as climate change, digital access and economic recovery.
We recognize the importance of ensuring that our people are not passive observers in these processes, but active participants.
The GCIS hosted the dialogue in the Ilembe district on Friday. It's touring the province to gauge concerns and solutions in the build-up to the G20 Leaders Summit in November. On the weather front, Durban and Maritzburg going up to a high of 22 degrees, Richards Bay and Ulundi 25, Ladysmith Margate 21, Moira 19, Newcastle 20, 18 for Coxton and the Berg. Morning swells in Durban are reaching 3.5 metres, with sunset at 5 past 5, Cape Town 16 degrees, Johannesburg 17. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.